Let's go to our next question for Dr. Loving, and it's from Suki in Massachusetts. And Suki wants to know how you can tell if your horse is too cold. Does a horse shiver? She says, silly question, she knows, but I don't think it's silly at all. Dr. Loving, how can we tell if our horses are cold?
Yeah, that is not a silly question, actually. I used to get a lot of phone calls from clients, my horse is shivering, what do I do? That's a natural response to cold. Muscles shiver to generate heat, and so that's actually a good thing. The horse is warming itself, just like you would be stamping around in the cold outside, moving, and their muscles are moving, so that gets some heat going. If your horse has a decent layer of fat, not talking about obese, I'm just talking about a nice layer covering over the ribs, and a good hair coat with a fluffy loft in it, he isn't likely to get cold. The other thing is one thing that you can do to help these horses generate heat from the inside out is feed more hay during big cold snaps, because their large colon digests that, and the metabolism involved in the digestion is going to generate body heat. What happens when you have a horse that's too thin, or one that's clipped, or if the horse gets wet from rain and then the temperature drops, that's when problems arise, and because that wetness loses the loft in the hair coat. And so those horses may need some additional blanketing help. But in general, horses are extremely well adapted to cold, and you think about them, they turn their backs to the wind and huddle in a group, kind of like the Antarctic penguins that you've seen on the movies, right? And so they seem to do quite well. I don't think that you're going to have too much trouble because they are well cold adapted.
So, Dr. Loving, where I'm located in Oregon in the high desert, we have a lot of temperature extremes. So it will be warm during the day, but very, very cold at night and in the mornings. And I've gone out when I haven't had my horses blanketed, and I've found one of them in particular shivering. It's usually after he's lost quite a bit of his winter coat. And my instinct is always to cover him up with blankets once he starts shivering. Is he struggling if he's shivering, or is that just his natural response to being cold?
No, that's a really good question. And it is his natural response to being cold. I guess what I would say about blanketing is once you begin that, you're sort of committed to it, particularly, you know, late fall, and because these horses won't necessarily grow such a great winter coat. And so that means people need to think about this, that you have to be available to throw that blanket on your horse at odd times. General rule that I tell my clients might be 10 degrees or below. For some people might want to do this at 20 degrees. Other maybe want to wait till it's zero or less than that. If your horse has a good hair coat and it has a good loft to it and there's a little bit of insulation from a good layer of fat, and especially if you have a run-in shed, you shouldn't need to blanket. But that said, blanketing does conserve calories, so it's possible to keep better weight on a hard keeper by not having him work so hard to stay warm. And the other thing that's really important about blanketing is you have this on at night, and as you say, there are temperature extremes. You must take it off in the day or they're going to overheat, and then they sweat, and then they potentially can get chilled with that. And I'll just tell you a little anecdote. One of my horses, I had him boarded out at about 400 acres of foothill pasture, and so he lived a great life of Riley, and he'd come in at night and spend all night with his buddies and eat food, and my friend would stand there with a blanket, and if he wanted it on, he would ask for it, and if he didn't, he'd just turn his back to her and walk away. And so he knew when he actually some nights he wanted it. So these guys do very well without it, but just, you know, keep in mind that it is a commitment once you start.
And there is some research that we have covered on thehorse.com about horses that have selected whether or not they want to be blanketed. And it's really interesting equitation science research. So if anyone's listening and is interested in that, go ahead and do a search for that article.